Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. Like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included. Example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClure. Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. The nation's capital is on lockdown, preparing for the inauguration of the next president of the United States. Federal judges can now carry guns, and according to U-Haul, Tennessee is the hotspot Americans are moving to. The nation's capital has been secured with checkpoints, tens of thousands of National Guard troops, and miles of fencing and barricades. Security at the cost of normalcy as they prepare for Joe Biden's inauguration. Thousands of troops have poured into Washington, where armored military trucks are parked in the middle of streets to block traffic and where subway stations and roads are closed. Monday, they had a rehearsal right outside the Capitol. In the aftermath of the Capitol riot, the Justice Department has charged suspected members of Three Percenters, a militia group that emerged from the gun rights movement, and of the Oath Keepers, a militia group founded by law enforcement and military veterans, as it works to determine whether the extremist groups conspired to attack Congress. President Trump on Monday signed an executive order aimed at enhancing protections for federal judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement officers. His order directs the federal government to make it easier for law enforcement officers and federal prosecutors to carry a concealed firearm and urges Congress to pass legislation to extend the right to carry a concealed firearm to federal judges. This comes in response to the tragic shooting of 20-year-old Daniel Anderl, the son of U.S. District Judge Esther Salas and her husband Mark Anderl. Daniel was shot several times in the chest and succumbed to his injuries, while Mark was critically injured. The FBI has identified Roy Den Hollander as the primary subject of the shooting, but added that he was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in upstate New York. Meanwhile, in Virginia, pro-gun Lobby Day event Monday had police in Richmond prepped and ready to respond. Lobby Day is an annual event. It's organized by the gun rights group Virginia Citizens Defense League. Last year, they drew an estimated 20,000 people to Richmond. Well, Monday, trucks and cars bearing American flags, "Don't Tread on Me" banners and stickers declaring "Guns Save Lives" flowed into downtown. They were part of several caravans of Second Amendment supporters. They had set off earlier in the day from different corners of the state. They were denied a rally permit by authorities. Various gun advocacy groups, including representatives from extremist groups such as the Proud Boys and Boogaloo Boys, milled around waving flags and holding their rifles. Barricades and heavy police presence kept the protesters outside a cordon around the state capitol. By 1:30 p.m., only a few hundred people had gathered downtown. The rally was over about 2 hours later. Some of the self-professed Proud Boys flashed white power signs and said they planned to protest, then go and drink a few beers. First Lady Melania Trump released a farewell message Monday reflecting on her four unforgettable years in the White House. The nearly seven-minute message, which came 2 days before the inauguration of Joe Biden, began with the First Lady expressing her gratitude for military service members, law enforcement, and caregivers, all of whom have inspired her since she entered the White House in 2017. Always choose love over hatred, peace over violence, and others before yourself, she said. Coming up, our saint of the day, neither threats nor allurements could make them offer sacrifice to the idols, so they were savagely flogged. Our quote of the day, teach us to give and not count the cost, St. Ignatius de Loyola. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day, St. Marius and family, their feast doesn't appear in the Roman calendar until the 12th century. The acts of these martyrs are wholly legendary. They give the following details. Marius was a Persian of noble extraction, with his wife, who was also noble-born, and his two sons, Audiophax and Abacus. He came to Rome during the reign of Emperor Claudius II to venerate the graves of the martyrs. They visited the Christians in prison. They encouraged them by word and by deed, and they shared with them their goods. And like Tobias of old, they buried the bodies of the saints. It was not long before they themselves were arrested, and when neither threats nor allurements could make them offer sacrifice to the idols, they were savagely flogged. The first one to die was the wife, Martha, but not before she had exhorted her husband and sons to endure steadfastly whatever tortures might be inflicted for the faith. All were beheaded in the same place and their bodies thrown into the fire. A saintly Roman woman succeeded in recovering the half-burnt bodies and buried them on her estate. President Trump issued a proclamation January 18th lifting the CCP virus travel ban for most of Europe, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Brazil. The proclamation makes clear that travel restrictions will remain in place for China and Iran. Biden's transition team said it won't lift the travel restrictions after Trump ordered they be lifted on January 26. That's after he leaves office. A Texas man with ties to a far-right militia participated in the deadly January 6 siege of the U.S. Capitol, and he threatened to shoot his kids if they turned him into authorities, according to court documents. Guy Reffitt, a resident of the Dallas suburb of Wiley, was arguing with his son and daughter about his trip to Washington, D.C., when he made threatening remarks, his wife told the FBI, "If you turn me in, you're a traitor, and you know what happens to traitors. Traitors get shot," he allegedly said. Reffitt is charged with obstruction and knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds. Investigators tracked him down after he appeared on footage that was aired on Fox News and then posted to YouTube, according to court documents. Work-from-home orders and job losses caused by the COVID-19 pandemic prompted many Americans to pack up and head to other states in 2020. The ones who rented one-way U-Hauls went to states like Tennessee, Texas, Florida, and Ohio. According to a new report by the company, U-Haul's annual migration trends report calculates how many one-way U-Haul vehicles enter a state versus how many leave it each calendar year. For the 2020 report, the data were compiled from more than 2 million one-way U-Haul rental customer transactions. And the hot spot was number one, Tennessee. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.